If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Sherman is on the phone with us. He recently went out with a girl named Sarah. While they were at dinner, he got up to use the bathroom, came back, she was gone, there was cash left behind on the table, and that's the last he's heard of her. Tried to text or call her and heard nothing back. I do have a question for Sherman before we get her on the phone and find out what went wrong. Sherman, let me ask you this. When you came back to the table and your date was gone, were there any ashes or burn marks anywhere around the table?
No, that's what I noticed.
Yeah, because I've heard of this happening before. Sometimes people will spontaneously combust. And I'm thinking that might have happened.
Oh, my God. And the money just flew out of her pocket from the explosion.
Yeah.
Right. No, I'm sure she survived.
You think she survived?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because
you haven't heard anything from her. It's all speculation at this point. She could have combusted and turned into the money.
Oh.
I've heard of that happening, too.
I've never.
There's all kinds of things, Sherman.
That'd be a good superpower.
Yeah.
No kidding.
The only thing Sherman can think of that went wrong is they got into a little disagreement about the TV show Real Housewives. She said she watches it. He made a joke like, I can't believe you watch that trash. And she seemed legitimately offended. It was shortly after that she left, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm going to call her right now, get her on the phone, and find out what went wrong. You ready?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Sarah there?
Speaking.
Hey, Sarah, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Sorry, who?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show. Nice to meet you.
Why are you guys calling me?
Well, because somebody emailed us about you.
Somebody emailed you about me?
Yep.
Who?
His name is Sherman.
Sherman?
Yep, and you recently went out on a date with him and then
Oh my God.
You ditched him in the middle of your date.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about that weirdo.
What?
Whoa. Wow. Can you just talk to us for a second, please? Because he's wondering why you would ditch him in the middle of the date. He thought it was because he insulted Real Housewives.
What?
Yeah, he said that you guys were talking at the dinner table, and then you made a comment of how you watched that show, and he said that show's garbage, and then it was after that you left. So that's the only thing he could think of.
Oh, my God. That's the only thing he could think of. Yeah. I left because of a TV show. That is so stupid.
I take it that's not the answer.
See, so now would you like to defend yourself and tell us why you left?
Yeah. I have a very good reason.
Okay. What happened?
So we're on the date, whatever. We're talking. It's fine. I'm trying to get over the fact that his name's Sherman. It's fine.
The Sherman.
Whatever.
I didn't even think about that being a problem.
He gets up to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting there, and this girl leans over next to us, and she's like, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I know this is going to sound really weird, but I know that guy, and you can't date him. And I'm like, okay. And
what?
She's like, his name's Sherman. My friend dated him a few years ago, and within a couple of weeks, he slept with her mother.
What?
Whoa.
That is a huge accusation that you just got from a stranger.
I know. I'm like, okay, what do I do with this? And I was totally grossed out. I wanted to throw up. And I was like, if it was enough for this woman to interrupt our date and like pull me aside, then, you know, she's looking out for me.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, it kind of fit. Like, when I was looking at this guy, I'm like, yeah, he probably is.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you think that that girl could have been like an ex-girlfriend who's just kind of hating on him?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I thought that at first, but it's just her tone and everything. Like, it just, you know, why would she say that? It was all too weird, and I had to just get out of there.
Have you left in the middle of a date before?
No, I've never had this happen to me before.
I mean, it's not like the guy was dangerous or anything. He just has a crazy ex story.
It made me nauseous. Like,
yeah.
I just pictured him, like, knocking boots with my mom, and I wanted to bark.
That's what I was going to say. At that point, Sarah, you got to think about your mom. It's not even about you. You got to get out of there. Otherwise.
Even your grandma.
Yeah, who knows what this guy's going to be up to.
And he was weird. He was weird when I talked about how I liked Housewives, and now I understand why.
Right. Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I do also have to tell you that Sherman is actually listening on the other line, though.
What?
Yep. Sherm, you there?
It's not as black and white as that, you know? It's not as simple as just, you know, sleeping with somebody and the mom. It's not as black and white as that.
Oh my God. You slept with your mom? Like, that really happened?
You know, there are a lot of things happening, like, that go into this story that make this story complete.
So it's true.
Like, you only have certain bits and pieces of it.
Okay, so it's true. Can we hear the rest of it then?
No, I mean, that's all one side of the story. It's not as black and white as that. And that's the thing with that. Like,
but,
I can't just
so we need to hear that.
And be known as this one thing.
Yeah, but we should hear the other side of the story then, don't you think? Don't you want to defend yourself?
I don't think you're going to hear it right now, because I feel like you're just going to turn it against me right now.
No.
I think
what you did is a great thing.
Oh, my gosh. No, you do not, Sherman. That is so gross.
I don't know what the big deal is. Like, people get in relationships all the time. They get all messy. I've been cheated on before. You know, I'm sure Sarah's been cheated on before. It happens. It's part of life. Everyone just needs to get on with their lives like I'm trying to do.
I've been cheated on before, but nobody had sex with my mom.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
That's the point.
I'm sure someone's had sex with your mom.
Well, I know someone has. My dad has. Maybe somebody else. I've never asked her about her history that much, but I'm saying nobody's ever cheated on me with one of my parents. How did it happen, Sherman?
I don't want to talk about this. This is all in the past. Why are we bringing up past bullshit? All right, I'm trying to move forward. I'm trying to get
I get
on
it.
To a second date with a new relationship with new people.
I get it,
why
Sherman. I get it.
Bringing back old stuff all the time.
If you're not going to comment on it, Sherman, then Sarah, would you like to comment? Aren't you curious?
Yeah. I think he's a nasty perv, and it all lines up. He was wearing that icky cardigan on our date.
That's the one thing I know. Dudes that wear cardigans, they always hump moms.
Hey, that is a red flag right there.
Yeah, he looks like Mr. Rogers. He's a pervert.
I'm not a pervert. There was no children involved in this.
except for the daughter of the mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, adults. This isn't like children. This isn't like underage people.
Sherman.
Everything was legal. Everything was consensual. Now you're just trying to make me look bad. This is what I said. This isn't what I wanted to be happening right now.
Oh. All right, well, let me get this wrapped up for you then, Sherman. Sarah, would you like to go out on a second date with Sherman? We'll pay for it.
Are you kidding me? I'm not sleeping with some dude that slept with his girlfriend's mom.
Yeah.